Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin chapter 8 in the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be in verses 1 through 4. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." If you know what that gift is, it's pretty extensive. It takes a couple of birds. They kill one, sprinkle the blood over the person cleansed. You got to shave your head and your body, and then bathe, and then wait outside your tent for 7 days, and then do it all over again. You know, it's hard to accept the cleansing that Jesus offers to anyone for any situation. But he can and does will it for me and for you to be cleansed of all infirmities, able to seek and share the kingdom of God, allowing others to experience salvation. Once you believe, your healing is immediate and can transform you to see Jesus in everything you do. The healing comes from the faith you live in knowing his truth, abiding daily in practice to express the forgiveness that allows peace to prevail over every situation ever illustrated in the Word of God. We must practice what we preach as the prayer life his hope instills in your soul, formulated with the energy garnered in his forgiveness of your go. You know, your get up and go. Here, we experience the love of Jesus, allowing us to proclaim what he asks of us in persistence, to live the gospels, able to share the truth of forgiveness, living redemption's peace. Remember, Jesus is about forgiving and allowing peace to be ever present in your soul. It's about the passion, the purpose, and the persistence of knowing hope, faith, and love of his truth in all things that we abide to know. Trust in Jesus, and your healing will come to show. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Ellie. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She's just now reached a full 30 days after her stroke. We had a rosary for her last night throughout the world by our family. Continue to pray for her healing, and she is doing a lot better. She is the grandmother of Brittany, who we've been praying healing prayers for daily to overcome her brain cancer that has shown to be clean in a recent scan. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis, and we ask that the Holy Mother intercede for him and take his request to Jesus. Allow him to find work and be offered that job. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. We pray for a friend of ours and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we're asking that you touch his family with the cry of a child. Amen. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 8 with verses 1 through 4, three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, It Will I Do, Clean You I Make. As Jesus from the mountaintop came, him followed crowds great. Homage given by an approaching leper, same, clean me make, I wish, as my fate. Him touched by Jesus' hand outstretched, it will I do, clean you I make. Immediately, clean leprosy, his outmatched. Tell not a soul yourself, show to a priest, for heaven's sake. Prescribed Moses' gift offer, them proof of healing. Tradition not, put in a coffer, understand your greeting. Amen. I am Thomas Shokers Wiggins. It's January 14th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. From UniversalUtterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John.